We begin with our halachas of Hanukkah and really some Divrei Haggadah that many of you have seen over the last number of years. As we head into Hanukkah, we have Siyata Dishmaya, and we always have Siyata Dishmaya, but it's a little bit more noticeable. And as I began to prepare for Hanukkah, I was able to come across many new and interesting thoughts and machshavos, and over the next mitzvah, couple of weeks, we'll have the opportunity to expand and to discuss the meaning of Hanukkah for all of us in this coming year. We begin what we're going to do Hanukkah, as many of you have come to the shiurim in the past. We're going to speak a lot outside too, because so much that I've over the years have been able to just combine to create something special and new. So we're going to use today, we'll start today, but a lot is going to be, as I've mentioned previous years, the question that the Chasam Sofer talks about and others talk about. When it comes to Hanukkah, there is no Gemara. We don't find no Mishnayos. There is no Mishnah about the halachas of Hanukkah. We find Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. We have a few blot in Masechta Shabbos. And we've discussed in the past, and maybe we'll do it next week, Friday night, because I have something to add to a previous year. We have one Mishnah that talks about Hanukkah. One, they say there are six, but they're all basically dealing with the same halacha. In Masechta Baba Kama, the end of HaKainos, where the Gemara discusses, we have a menorah outside that catches on fire and the store burns down. Who is Chayiv? Is the storekeeper Chayiv, the one whose camel it is, because there are packages on the back of the camel, and we have one random halacha in Mishnah. But Rebbe did not write any Mishnah. Why didn't Rebbe write Mishnah? So I'm sure you've heard many answers in the past. Rebbe was from the house of Yehuda, the Chashmonaim were Kahanim, and therefore the way it played out is not the way the Torah wants it to play out, which is very difficult. Why would you not write halachas because of the way it played out, and when it didn't go the way the Torah wanted to go, which is say to Yehuda is Malucha, not Kehanim. That would be a very difficult answer. The answer that I feel is the most on target, and the answer that you should share with others, because this is an answer that we will be spending so much time over the next 2 weeks, is that the Yevanim's goal was Lashkicham Torah Sacha. They want us to forget Torah. And they did that with closing down the yeshivas, not letting us keep Shabbos when you have the opportunity to learn, not keeping Chodesh. Once again, Chodesh is Yom Tovim. Without Yom Tovim, we don't have time to learn. And their whole target was Torah. We're going to see a Maariv of Pshat in Kafsa. And Zakuk was so much about that as we go forward. But that was their goal. And the reason why we have Torah Sheba'al Peh written, we're not allowed to have Torah Sheba'al Peh written, is Eis Lasleis. Is only because as time went on, we begin to forget. Why do we forget? Because the Greeks caused assimilation, and they were able to keep us busy with whether it was their sporting events, whether it was the Olympics, or whether it was Greek mythology. They got us involved in other parts besides Torah. And that's how they were able to Lashkicham Torah Secha. But we did go to war. The Chashmonaim did battle the Yevanim. And at the time of the battle, it was to keep Torah going. It was to keep Torah Sheba'al Peh. And therefore, Rebbe does not want to write any Mishnayos. Why doesn't Rebbe want to write Mishnayos? Because if he writes the Mishnayos, he's showing that we lost, because I have to write it. And if I write it, it's because we were forgetting. But if Chanukah is all about remembering, and it's all to realize that Torah Sheba'al Peh is the ikker is by heart, Rebbe doesn't want to write. Because if Rebbe writes Mishnayos, he's showing that we lost. But Chanukah is about that we won. As time went on, the Gemara, Rav Asher and Rabbeinu realized that we have no choice. But Rebbe, who is the, and Rebbe only writes it in one random place in Baba Kama, and I said numerous times already why he wrote it over there. But for today, as we're going to see, we begin therefore with this question, which is a very, very important question. If the halakha, if Chanukah is a yontif that the Rabbanim added on, and the Rabbanim added on Purim, and they added on Chanukah, why is it that the yontif of Chanukah itself doesn't have a Shafiyon? Shafiyon was on the menorah, it's on the Ur. But what happens if you we're going to learn now in Halacha, you forget the Seishach Yonah in the first night, or some of the Oilim asking this question in the past, you're not home, someone's going to Eretz Yisrael, someone, I don't know why they made a flight this year on Sunday, but they made a flight on Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Next week, it was a 3 o'clock flight or a 1 o'clock flight, I don't exactly remember the time, but somewhere it was 1 or 3. And he calls me up, and he says that I am not going to be able to light menorah the first night. I'm going to be flying. So the first night he's missing the mitzvah Chanukah. So he wants to change his flight. He can't change his flight. I don't remember all the details. These days I don't ask them all the details. Just tell me what your question is. I'm not here to try to tell you why you're flying on Sunday before you're not going to be able to light candles. But he asked me he's going to miss. So now he doesn't make a shachianu the first night. So he wants that someone's going to light for him at home. Because I told him he should have someone light in his house for him. Even if he's not going to light, he can make a shliach to light in his home. That person's going to make a shachianu. So he wants to know, does he make a Shechianu? But why doesn't he make a Shechianu? This Yantif of Chanukah, if it's Yantif of Perish of Alpeh, why don't we make a Shechianu on the Yantif itself? We only make a Shechianu on the Menorah when we're lighting the candles. So we make a Shechianu on Lahad Lekner Chanukah, Shas Nisim Shechianu. Megillah, same question. We'll see. It seems by Megillah it's the same question. Although there maybe we see that the Shachianu is on everything because it's in this Purim, it's Shachmanes, it's maybe it's today. So let's see the Mechaber. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this. It's a very important tshuva. And we'll see, as I just gave the introduction, let us just keep in mind that Chanukah is Torah Sheval Peh. Chanukah is for us to appreciate Torah Sheval Peh. And of course, what ends up happening is that there is no yeshiva and they close the yeshivas. And we have vacation. And it falls out, and you're going to see later on, from the Rambam, always falls out during the holiday season for a reason. It's not just because the calendar works out this way. It happens for a reason, because the Greeks did cause assimilation. And as the Shem Shmuel says, because of their assimilation, as time went on, you get to the end of the Beis HaMikdash, Shem Shmuel says, a neshama of Tumah is created because of all the assimilation, and the neshama is created, born, during this month of Chanukah, because although we did win a war, but eventually it seeped in and we lost. So we lost, we lose, we have this tumah, and that's why, and we're going to see, I'm going to say Chiddush later on, today Mitzvah Hashem, but the holiday season, as we see, is, maybe I'm wrong, because I see it, and I'm sure you do too. The one holiday that is so, assimilation is so found is Chanukah, because you can have a menorah, and next to the menorah, you'll have their tree, and you'll have the decorations, and you'll have so much of the holiday is now one holiday. It's fascinating is that the Goyim accept Chanukah, and they can't say the word, obviously, but they accept it as a holiday, and it's okay. You know, they don't make a big deal about Pesach, as far as I know. They don't do anything about Sukkot, and no other holiday. All of a sudden, Chanukah, they're all okay with Chanukah. They're all going to let us Chanukah parties, and they have menorahs all over. Wherever you go, I don't know where it was last week, there's a menorah in a place you wouldn't expect it to be a menorah. I think there's menorahs in churches already today. So they're okay with our holiday of Chanukah, which is strange. Like, at the end of the day, we went to war. Maybe there's no Greeks today, so who care about it? And their celebration is the, like, I always wonder, what are they think that we're celebrating a miracle of oil because oil burned for 8 days? Okay, their holiday, they're celebrating a person. We're celebrating oil that burned for 8 days, and they believe that it actually burned for 8 days, and they're okay with that? And the whole concept we'll see is strange.
Think their acceptance of Hanukkah is really their Americanization of their holiday. I think that's where it comes from.
Meaning that
their holidays come down. That's how they put it all together. Like if you ask them,
right, that's for sure. That's
real
for sure.
People go to church. They're not happy with the whole Americanization of their holiday, but they cut. That's why it's not like they're bringing Hanukkah to them. It's just they're coming back to some sort of central holiday season.
Right, so the holiday season is now emerging of trees, Santa Claus,
the whole.
I don't know, somewhere I saw it, Santa Claus was lighting the menorah.
And even so, correct.
Right. That's it. Yeah. Right.
Capital monotheism, right? That's what they were fighting for. Yvonne held of all the different gods, right?
They were pagans.
Right. And then that after that, wants, that's yeah. where ultimately that all their religion comes from the same concept, right? So that's why the
Right, but we're not celebrating. We're celebrating for them. It's the celebrating of oil. It's not a war. Okay, they talk about a war, but they're celebrating of oil, burning for 8 days. All right, we're going to see the Rambam, but let's go. Let's learn the Mechaber here and have this all in the back of our minds that it's really Tarisha Baal Peh. The world doesn't look at it. That's what we're celebrating. But fire, Kiner, Mitzvah, Tyra, are we're celebrating fire? Fire is Tyra, and Hashem helped us with this miracle, which didn't have to take place. We didn't need a miracle. So there's no oil. Well, what's the as many say, and it's a good question. If the miracle of oil didn't happen, if the oil didn't burn for 8 days, big deal. So off. But what do we need the oil for? So we would still be the same Jewish nation. The battle, if we lose a war, we're in trouble. But we're celebrating Hanukkah because of 8 days of oil. Who cares? So oil burned for 8 days. It didn't change anyone's our lives. If the oil didn't burn for 8 days, we'd still be here today. We would have our Some holiday because of the war. We won some war, but there were other wars that we went to too. So all this is included in our question. So let's see the Mechaber. Amalek Larishim Mavar Shalshbar, three brachas first night. Lahavlik Ner Chanukah. Shas Anisim and Shachianu. In Leibirach Zman Belel Rishai. He didn't make a Shachianu on the first night. Mavar Falosheni. So make it on the second night. Whatever you remember. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Ratzalai Mekashishka Bashar Lelis. So the next, if you forgot the Shachianu first night, second night, you'll make it. But if you finish lighting, you can't make a shachian anymore. So the question is, why not? Why can't you make a shachian? Well, no, you can't. No, because you already did your mitzvah of lighting. If you're being a riot, you finished already. You did your mitzvah. You lit. Right, we'll see right now. Let's see the Sharatian. Sharatian says like this. Brings on the Piskel and Shem Shusiak Rotalim and Sheyiro Lavaras Man Biyaim Acherbeis Alaka Omnam. Right, so he's asking that question. Right, because he's going on the Gimel, right? He says, in Niska Achrad Laka in a Mavarch Balaila Zuoi. And he brings on the Piskel and Shem Shusiak Sheyiro Lavaras Man Biyaim. It should seem Acherbeis Alaka Omnam. He is a Belel Shmini. Umemeli is Batul Gami Birche Shechianu. Oh, tzarachin. So Mishabu is not sure. So really, you have to do it. Be ace hadlaka. That's what he's saying. Sheyir levar zman biyoyim acher on a different day. Base hadlaka. You do it only base hadlaka. Correct. Sharatin. I have a question. Why? He seems to ask the question. So may the after the kemoi ba'alma kaimulon. The zman on rafil shuk. I could say zman shachianu anyway. The ukaya letamayoyim. There's the octave. Efshe do adim bezed. The kai letam azman lechanukah. She nasa ben izoni. There was miracles. Why is it in Pesach? That was lechatchila. Lechatchila is man avlaka. He brings a meiri. The meiri is lashon id. Yishen lo lahad. Me makom efshe liros. Again, efshe liros. Because if it's efshe liros, you're going to say shachianu then. Yeshayimrim. Shemivar. Maybe you should say shasnim and shachianu b'layla on the first night. And also need some all the lives. By dvarim nirin. And that's what it would seem. But he said sarachin. So you see that he's not sure. Well, it seems that some reason Chanukah is different than Pesach, is different than Sukkot, but the question is why? Sharati doesn't explain. He says he doesn't know why. So he's asking Tzarachian, why isn't there a Shachianu on Chanukah itself? We should make a Shachianu on the Yontif of Chanukah itself. Not only what, yes, we make Kiddush on Yontif, so we do it during Kiddush. But if, let's say, you forget during make Kiddush a Shachianu, you can still make a Shachianu. You can make a Shachianu later on during the meal. We do it on a Yayim. Why is Chanukah different? So Rav Moshe seems, and that's what we're gonna have to see over here. Maybe this yantif is a different type of a yantif.
Where would you make it?
Anyway, I just make a shachian on the yantif itself. Yeah, come to shul. Right, make a shachian. Just like on Pesach, you make a shachianu by kiddush. You make it later on. Shachianu, you know, that's what we do in Kippur, right? In Kippur, we do it in shul. We say shachianu in shul. So Rosh, all the other yantifim have wine. But if we don't have Yayin, which we don't have on Chanukah, so you can still make a Shachianu. So the Rav Moshe also asked the question. Rav Moshe Hiksha, someone asked him the question. It seems it's in Chela case. It's a little bit difficult to know for sure who asked, how it's answered. But if you look at the end of the before, my time alay yivarach zman alay yoy matzma. He asked the question. It's a Yom Tov in the Rabbanan. Shenikru mechanan. Rav Moshe asked the question. He doesn't, what's strange, and again, it's Chela case, it's a little hard to know exactly how it was written. But he doesn't bring down the Sharetzin, which the Sharetzin asked this question. He just gets straight to it. And he says a Kiddush, and this is what's important to all. Again, the way we're gonna work today is, and this is how I always work with Hanukkah, we're gonna learn the halacha, but the halacha has Agada connected to it so we can understand the halacha. That's how Hanukkah is different than all the other entitlements. The halachas and the Agada are hand in hand. We understand why the halacha is such a way. Says Rav Meish like this. And he talks about Purim, as we mentioned before. Purim also doesn't seem there's a Shechiyanu on the day. Purim, the Shechiyanu is on, so that's Purim, a mitzvah. Mishloach Manos is mitzvah. And we have Kriyas and Megillah, a mitzvah. What about the day of Purim itself? It's a yontif. Says Rav Meish, no. He says it's not a yontif. Like Kasav says, it's a day of Mishnah v'Simcha. We see that the Megillah at one point calls it a yontif. He says, Shasimcha oisa hayayim, it turns into yontif. The ikar is simcha. The mashm, the etzim hayayim, the day is not a yontif. And there's no mitzvah in the day itself. He writes like this, let's say someone doesn't have a Megillah, you don't make a Shechiyanu. Why not? Says Rav Moshe, and he brings a Rai, he says, although you have Mishloach Manos and Sudas, which is an important question, let's say you don't have the Megillah, you say a Shechiyanu on Mishloach Manos itself, Sudas Purim, Hatanos Leviyayinim, he says, the Magen Avraham says, no, there's no bracha. Why not? Because you do this every day. Mishloach Manos, you send gifts, Sudas, you have anyway, you do it every Yom Tov and Shabbos, we don't read Megillah. So Shechiyanu is on Megillah. Once you're making it on Megillah, have in mind already Sudas Purim and also have in mind Mishloach Manos. But he says clearly, I want to read you the last paragraph of number 5. That's what we'll read together over here. Al Kapanim, Ein Mivarchin Shechiyanu Al Yayim, Afloi Purim, Vekol Shekein Chanukah. Why? Shloim Etzinu, it's not a Yantiv. It's not a Yantiv. There's no Shechiyanu. El Arak HaMitzvah, Dineros, there's a mitzvah of candles. Rabbi Yehuda Chidesh, Rabbi Yehuda Zmachadish, on Riyah, you also make a Shechiyanu, which I said to you before. And he brings a right from the Magen Avraham that this is Allah. So Chanukah is not a Yantif. Chanukah is a regular day that happens to have Neiris Chanukah on it. So it's not a Yantif of Chanukah. You can't say we're coming to the Yantif of Chanukah. It's not a Yantif. If it's a Yantif, you make a Shechiyanu. Says Ramesh, it's not a Yantif. It's a regular, ordinary day, which we're going to have to get back to later on. Why is it that way? I mean, I know there's nothing that we do special on Hanukkah. Every Yantif has something special, but that shouldn't make a Yantif. If it's a, what makes something a Yantif? What defines a Yantif as a Yantif? The Rabbanan came along and said, just light candles. So besides lighting candles, there's nothing about it. You have a new mitzvah, go light, you put on tefillin every day, it's a Hanukkah, it comes light candles. But it comes out, it's not a Yantif. So we've turned the Hanukkah into a whole Yantif, and Ramayit says, not a Yantif, it was a Yantif, make a Shechiyanu. So there is no Shechiyanu, it's a Rai, it's not a Yantif. So it's just a regular day. We have the name of these days are called the days of lighting candles. We have something new in these days. That's what seems to be. But we're going to have to delve into understanding this. I have a shot. I don't know, listen to me and tell me. You don't have to agree with me. And you don't have to at all say this over. But I do believe that we are going to, throughout the next 2 weeks, hear some Maridik Atar Shabbal Peh. And then maybe we'll have a little bit of an answer why it's not a yontif. It's a yontif of just lighting candles, which then it's not a yontif, and we shouldn't turn it into a whole yontif. It's not a yontif. There's no part. There's no mishnah simcha, which is ironic because again, we have all these parties and we do get together and we get together with our family and we eat more food now, especially with the donuts, than any other yontif. Is the focus now is donuts? The focus is how much you're spending on your donut and the different types. So we have turned the Yantif of Chanukah into a Yantif, but it's not really a Yantif. So let's learn the Rambam. I know it's different than all the other Tashirim because this is going to be questions that I'm going to deal with over the next 2 weeks. If you have Tirutim now, I'd love to hear. We're going to learn a Rambam over here, which is strange. The Rambam says like this, number 6. The Bayishen, by second base of English, is Shemalchi Yavan. So Yavan is Malchu. Gazu Zeres al Yisrael. Ubatlu Daitam. They didn't let them learn Torah. We said before, they didn't let them use mitzvahs. The next 5 words or 4 words don't make any sense. And what did the Greeks do? The Greeks also took our money, because they spread out their hands, and they stole money from us. And they also, they went ahead, that we know from the Gemara. The Gemara says in Sechtes Ksuvos that they would always live with the woman when she's supposed to get married. Before the day, that's why Nashim would get married, Yom Ravi. Why? Mara discussed over there, they knew exactly when they were going to get married, and if or they lived with the women before they actually with their husbands. So they will pashtu yadayim b'vnaseihem. So you're talking about not Torah anymore. You're talking about l'fi the Rambam, they stole money from us. And not only they steal money, they abuse our daughters. And also, v'nichlan sulehechol, parts of my process. So I don't understand. It's not me. I mean, it's very short. If the Greeks' goal was to not let us learn Torah, why are they busy stealing money from us? What do they care about our money? They're trying to assimilate with us. If you're trying to get close to somebody, you don't steal their money. You want us to be your friends? You want us to do business with you? You want us to befriend? You want to befriend us? So why are you going ahead and stealing money from us? I mean, how did they steal money anyway? What did they do? They also went into Echol, parts by process. They breached the walls with Timat Taharais. The next line doesn't make any sense either in the Rambam. It's Sarlem Yisrael Ma'oy. Tremendous tzar mitneim. The lachtzim lachatz gadol. There was tremendous attacks. Ad Shericham Aleim Elakei Aviseinu Hakadosh Baruch Hu Rachmanis, and he saved us. The government Hashemayim Hakadosh Gadol Mishra Chiv Yisrael Miyadim. And then Amidu Melach Menakehanim Chazur Malchus Yisrael Yasef for another 200 years. Ad Chomer Nashen. If you're learning the Rambam, what is the difference between Purim and Chanukah? We don't, well, on Purim, we've all heard that there's differences over here. Purim is Mishta V'Simcha, party, we have Sudas Purim, and the reason is why? Because what did Haman want to do? Haman wants to kill us. Oh, Haman wants to kill us. So now we survive, we have to celebrate. We eat, we party, we're grateful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you, I'm alive. Chanukah, we've all been told. No, Hanukkah, they want to just stop us from learning Torah. So we don't celebrate with food. They weren't packing. They didn't stop us from eating Torah. They went ahead and said that you have to go ahead and stop learning Torah. And that's why we always understood that there's no Mishra Simcha. The Rambam doesn't say that. He says, no, they did. They abused us. It was physical abuse to the girl, to the women, for sure. They stole money from us. So there was also a Gashmi's part to Hanukkah. Why don't we celebrate with Mishra Simcha? Thank you, Hashem. I have my money. And my daughters are not anymore being abused by them. That's a question that we have to get back to. But we are going to keep this in the Rambam in the back pocket here. And then we are going to go into Maradik Gemara. Mara says like this, and here you'll see how ironic what is going on in the world today. It does not make any sense. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Shol Cholam Estel Chacham. Because we are going to take Chanukah and Purim side by side, and we're going to try to see the similarities and the differences, and we then will come up with a pshat in what Chanukah is all about. But we need to learn this Gemara Megillah. If the Olam has a pshat, please tell me. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, Shofla Tzachon. Miracle of Purim takes place. Haman's destroyed. His home is his family is killed out. There's nothing left for them. So Esther says, Kavani L'dairis. Let's make this a holiday for the future generations. Sholchulah. They send back to her. No, we can't do that. Because you're going to have a holiday. Kanu, kina, atmaira, selena. You're going to create a kina, jealousy. We're celebrating how the home of Haman was destroyed. Oh, look at the Jewish people. That's what they celebrate. They celebrate their enemy's loss. Do we find that anywhere in the church that they do that? Do they ever celebrate the destruction of the Jewish people? No. And here, so that's what they're saying back to Esther. We're making a celebration. What's Purim all about? Purim's all about that we killed out a whole group of people. That's what we did. We killed them all out. So we're celebrating that. In the Gaiish world, we don't have that. There's no celebration of killing anybody out. Except he dies, so they celebrate his death. But they don't set the crusade. We don't have a celebration of the crusades killing out all the Jewish people. So, and that's how they explain this Gemara then. So they said back to Esther, what are you doing? Why are you going to make such a holiday? The holiday is that we celebrate that the Jewish people went to war and killed people out. Don't look at it like that. That's how they learned this Gemara. Sholchulahem. So she sends back to them. Okay, kvar kazu ani al divrei yamim. What am I supposed to do? I already wrote about this. And when I write about this, let's read the Gemara. You have to know what these words mean. Ani al divrei hayamim. I wrote it in some history book. And the history book of Machi Madei Pras. So it's already in the books. So let's make a holiday about it. What's going on over here? I mean, what's her answer? Her answer is, you know what? No, and all the Meiri asked the Kashi. Says they don't understand. If this is true, so why are we celebrating Chanukah? If we don't want to create Kina, and we don't want the Goyim to say, this is what you're celebrating, so why are we celebrating Chanukah? Again, the Goyim cannot look at, again, you'll tell me I'm wrong. Maybe I am. Maybe in 2025, this is what it is. But if the Goyim looking at the holiday of Hanukkah as a holiday of lights, I know they do that. But they also understand that we went to war and we killed out a whole. That's what we went to and we're celebrating the Greeks. We're celebrating that we won a war and we destroyed the Greeks. So isn't that also going to create kiddo?
Are you celebrating the destruction of the Greeks or the defense of the
All our wars are defensive wars. So.
The old wars were not celebrating the destruction of Haman, celebrating the fact that Haman tried to kill out the Jews. And the Jews survived.
Right, but you see that they said that that's causing canon. You're making a celebration because you went to war and you won a war, and now look at the celebration, all these people. It's like we never, even the Gemara says, you don't celebrate the downfall of your enemies. We don't usually do that. We celebrate.
Ultimately, that's what happened. I don't know if that's the actual celebration sense. I think it sense a little earlier on the actual defense of the Jews at that point. It happened to be that, you won a war. It's no different than if, America won the war in Iraq.
You still see that I'm not arguing it, but you see that they, when the Gemara says, the Gemara does say that they said, Esther, you're giving them the ammunition by celebrating this. And they're going to say, what do you sell? Oh, this is what the Jews do. They celebrate the death of other people.
I can understand that part.
Yeah, so that's a so the Meiri asked the Kasha. So the Meiri says he doesn't understand. What are we celebrating Hanukkah for? So let's look at number 8. Meiri the Meiri. The Gemara wants to know what, and it's such a good question. I don't know if you ever thought of it. I mean, I know you thought of this because it's an obvious question. The Mishnah says in the Sefer Megillah that we celebrate Purim Yudalf Yubez Gimel Yudalf Tezvav. Oh, what does that mean? You celebrate Yudalf Yubez Gimel? If Purim falls out on a Wednesday. So the Kfarim didn't come Wednesday to city. They came on Monday. They read it on your base. Freck, so what happened? Why don't we still do that today? Whatever happened with the Gemara, the first mission, everyone knows the first mission Megillah. Yidal, your base, you give me Yidal, Tezvav. You know, people don't say Tzavim. So they already knew this. So then what, and everybody, so what happened? Why did it stop? So the Meiri says, Meiri Dikavshara. He says, because imagine you have 5 days of celebrating Purim. You know what the guy you say he's celebrating for 5 days? He's celebrating 5 days that Haman and his whole family got destroyed. Says the Miri, they decided we gotta stop. No, one day. You can't celebrate more than one day. Because it's gonna look terrible. You're celebrating. So I want to read the Miri. He says like this. Mashabiyarnu, when did they read Megillah on Yudalf? That was Bisman Shabes HaMikdash. When the Beis HaMikdash was there, he said, we're in control. And he just says like this, I'm reading the number 8, he says like this. Hayo. Now the Goyim are out to kill us. We're not just to kill us, to hate us. If they're going to see that for 5 days we celebrate that we took Nekama, so we do it. They made a takana shaloi lefaris and misimcha b'yasim in a row. Don't do more than you have to. The Dayim Mishaita, one day, he asked my kasha, yes, what about Hanukkah? Yes, the Alpha P. You can share this with other people because he asked the question, why are we celebrating Hanukkah? The Alpha P. Shesimchas Hanukkah. Also, Nimshech Eshmani Yamim. I take 8 days. We celebrate for 1 day. We're celebrating all. So 1 day we should light. I understand. I say Simchal. So he says, a little bit like you said, Shmuel, you have to.
That's the answer right there. They're hiding the fact that we killed out the Greeks by saying we're celebrating 8 days of campus.
Very good. That's the answer. We're hiding it by saying that by
it's
celebrating.
It's not a young of killing other Greeks, young of the candle.
Right. Because they, what do we, right, that's exactly right. He says, V'afo pisha simcha schanak and shem aniyam, oyesle simcha alnes hashemen and not mitzuach ha'ayvim. Although, why do we have 8 days? One of the basic answers why we have 8 days is the first days we're celebrating the war that we won. And the 7 is the 7 days of the miracle because they had oil for 1 day. But the guys don't see it that way because they just see 8 days.
They see 8 days of light.
They see 8 days of light, right. So they just see 8 days of light. So they don't see the 8 days that we won a war. So the
doesn't answer how you hide Purim, though. But
no, it doesn't help. Right, so we don't hide Purim.
Purim is one, yeah. The famous story of one of the guys in Nuremberg, the Nazis, the last guy that got home. They knew.
So it's true. If you look at the sheet, the Sifra Kham asks the same kasha in the Megillah. Says what Shmuel said. He says, "Well, like I Hanukkah is also kena. Hanukkah Simcha Nero. It's Nero. That's very important. We actually are not, and this is what I wanted to share with you. It's unbelievable. we really are not celebrating oil. Because I said to you before, who cares that oil burned for 8 days? It doesn't make a difference in our lives if it burnt or didn't burn. And we don't celebrate miracles that don't have anything. Without the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're in Mitzrayim. But no Kriyas Yom Tov, we're dead. If there's no oil burning for 8 days, big deal. So what are we celebrating? It didn't change. And the answer is, Rabbi Yisrael, we're not celebrating it. We're not celebrating oil. But we have to cover up what we're celebrating for. Unbelievable Kiddush. We're only covering up what we're really celebrating for. So we light the menorah for 8 days. So they think we're celebrating oil. But we're not celebrating oil because it doesn't have anything to do with us.
Hide a new marketing firm.
That's right. That's exactly right. We're hiding the whole miracle only so the guy don't get upset with us. And what ends up happening? We merge the holidays together. That's how far it's gone. That's how far it's gone. It's gone so far that we have covered it up so well that they were willing to accept it. But the Sitzei Chacham and the Maral say, we don't celebrate oil. Don't look at Hanukkah as oil. Hanukkah is, and that's why our all in davening, therefore what do we say? Al Anisim, Al Perakam, not one word about oil. There's no oil mentioned in Al Anisim at all. Because we're not celebrating oil. So the oil is the cover on
it. Is it the Torah or the fence of the Aviv?
So we're going to get back to that. We have to get back to the Rambam, but the defense, we are celebrating then that we won a war, so we have Tarsha Baal Peh. But we won a war. Okay, we definitely have the Tarsha Baal Peh. But in Al Anisim, all we mention is Al Muhammad, Al Yeshua, no word about oil, because we're not celebrating oil. But oil, we light oil as a cover-up.
So if it's not oil, then why do we add every single night another one?
More cover up. That's a cover up.
They made it 8 days.
Right.
They made it 8 days. Why? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, the thing of being really one person twice on one light every single night.
Right, I mean, that's the Iker Mitzvah. Iker Mitzvah is one candle every single night.
So if we're not oil at all, then by late night, are we having one candle over there?
Oh, you mean, why did Rabbanan say that? Okay, but that gets us, I guess, to that's the Mahadran of more of the.
There's no
Mahadran. Mahadran. Nothing about oil. Or Mahadran fooling guy, I guess. Right. Once the Rabbanan did it, so now there's a mitzvah, obviously, of we're remembering the oil, but the Maral himself says the oil gets us to remember the Mulchama. Because no one thinks about wars. Oh, what are we lighting candles for? It's a cover up. Really, it's for the Mulchama. But the real celebration is the war. That's a really for the war. The Sefer Daf al Adaf, Mitzvahs Midon Dav Zayin. So he has other answers why there's no jealousy. Yeah, and again, I'm not going to go through it. If you want, you can spend. He proves again. This is just proves human behavior, nature, and how we go about who we're jealous of. So just usually we're not jealous of things that if someone's going to tell you that in the future this is what's going to happen, you're not jealous of the future. We're jealous of what we see in front of us. If someone has a lot of money, a nice house, a nice car, we're jealous. If someone has maybe goes on a vacation and we want to go on that vacation, so maybe we're jealous. But if someone's going to tell you that in 5 years this guy's going to be a millionaire, you're going to be jealous of him now? You will?
That's
Asa. I know, let's get to Asa in a minute. We're going to see. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that right now.
This is what I'm going to get for the future. That's exactly what
it is. Right, so that was right now because the Bukhara was taken away now.
No, he had nothing now.
Right, okay, that's what we have to get to Esav. We're going to get to Esav, and we have to get to Esav. But he brings a raya from many places that jealousy, that is generally, it brings a sefer Nachas Yaakov, you can see all of the bullet points over here, that generally people are only jealous al ata, what's right now. And we're going to read in this week's parasha, Vayikanu Bayachiv. So, Vihine Hashvatim take it from by the third bullet point. Take it from Inabakhalo. And they hear a dream of Yosef. He's going to be a king one day. They're jealous. What are they jealous about? Would you be jealous if I could look again, this is his question. We'll get back to Azariah soon. But what are they jealous about? Because I'm telling you that in 20 years or whatever down the road, I'm going to be a king. That's not usually, why would you be jealous now? It's going to be in 20 years. I don't know what's going to be in 20 years. I always tell, what are you worrying about what's going to be? I don't know. So you'll be in 20 years. In 20 years, this guy's going to have a beautiful house. You're jealous of him now? Because I'm telling you that in 20 years, he's going to have.
So,
well, you're not going to become friends because you're going to say it.
We're not worried about Donnie right now. We do your roof and we're late.
But that's not jealousy. I'm talking about jealousy.
Same kind of idea. We do think of the future.
We think of the future, but not jealousy. I'm not jealous of someone who top. I know, but jealousy is different. Why would I be jealous of someone right now who I don't see him being this millionaire? I'm not jealous.
You know, it's like we don't only work with what we see in front of us. Jealousy can't be in the future.
No, but that's what I'm going to prove. I'm going to prove to you that it's not true.
All these things can be in the future. We do think of the future.
We think of the future, but we're not jealous of the future.
Well, of course, we're not.
We're going to see that this is that it's that you'll see now. They're going to have a bunch of proofs to this that we do not. We're not jealous of the future. Let's see. So what happens? We invite the brothers over here. So it says. So the pasuk says, "By Yikana by Yosef, by Yigar by Aviv." What does the father say? She's dead. So he says that the dream is not a dream. What's Yaakov saying? So he says like this. The Kavanasai, I put it in bold. What are you worried about, brothers? What are you jealous about? It's the future. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, now, there's no, why are you jealous? But Abel Achiv, like Azariah, let's see what he says. Abel Achiv, are you betuchim she is kind of davar ata? They were afraid now. It wasn't in the future. They thought right now there was something going on right now. Yosef is the one who's learning with Yaakov. Yeah, the dream is further on that he's going to be the king of them, but they saw something now. And therefore, Vayikanu by Achiv is now. It's not it's just the future.
No, that's very true.
Now. Right, so that's what he's saying. He's learning that Yaakov was hoping to say to them, oh, it's a chalom. Obviously, he believed in it. But his point was, it's not now. They said, no, there's something here going on right now. And that's why he says, everybody asks the kasha, and the Gemara says, Yosef ends up giving Binyamin 5 pieces of clothing more than the brothers. And the Gemara says, why? He's doing this again? Causing more jealousy? Binyamin is now going to get 5 pairs of clothing? Because, and that's why he was sold in the first place. Yeah, he's a Shul Beis Lion. Gemara says, "Remes to Mordechai." What's the answer? He's still making jealousy. What's the Gemara's answer that he's giving 5 pieces of clothing to Binyamin because he's being Meramis? He didn't answer the question. It's still jealousy. Teretz is comes to say for Binyan Ariel. The Binyan Ariel says something of the future. La, ain't by kinna. There is no kinna. Oh, so it comes out like this. What does Esther say to them back? They say to Esther, let's write it. Esther says, Ladiris. They say, no, but there's going to be kinna. Oh, what is Esther's answer? Esther's answer is, no, it's the you're worried about the future. You're worried about the history of the future. Comes along to say for Ben Yaakov Ephraim, Haleim Ksulam, I'll say for Divrei Ayam, Lamachi Parah, Ma Mara Mokum is there. The Mara Mokum is what? Divrei Ayam, what's going to be in the future? Oh, then I don't worry about the future. You're worried about the future that there's going to be jealousy? There is no jealousy when it comes to the future. And then he says, he goes into, I put on the Sefer of Ishus, where is his history book? Where's his history book of Sifrei Madei Pras? We don't see it in any of the books about the story of Purim in any of their history books. So he says that maybe what Esther's just trying to say that the Megillah is not a history book. You're worried about the history and the future, where it's written. They must have written it somewhere in some history, but he's trying to figure out what this history book is about, where this is. What does it mean? Divrei Hayamim Shalmachi Madei Paras. All right, the kids are a couple of other terutzim that I saw from Gedolei Min Eretz Yisrael of what the chilek is between the Megillah and Chanukah is. By the Megillah, the Purim Kar Megillah Lefnei Kol. Purim, it's in front of every Masha Hargu Agayim. We're reading about the killing of the Gaim. On Chanukah, when we're lighting the night, we're not emphasizing that we killed the Gaim. So there's a big difference in what's taking place. The Megillah, they listen to what the Megillah says. That's one teretz that Rav Shammai Gross says in Eretz Yisrael. And also he says in other teretzes, where did Purim happen? Purim was in Golis. So there was a chashash. But when Chanukah happened in Eretz Yisrael, there was no chashash. So there are other terutzim to this question, but let's go. The original teretz, like we said, is that there's no kinna here because they don't know anything about the war, although they do mention about it, but the Chanukah itself is a cover-up. So let's move on now. There's a Magen Avraham in Siman Tafrei Shayin, in Agdama. The young children would go around collecting. So we collect on Purim. In those days, they collected on Chanukah. And he brings down the Sefer Chanukah Habayis, the reason. What is the reason? So we have to, we're going to see a Mari Dikich Samsayit for now. Why is it that we give money to our children? We don't give tzedakah. what we should have our children do on Hanukkah is go around knocking on doors, and we had to collect. Whatever we do on Purim, we should be doing on Hanukkah. More on Hanukkah. It doesn't even mean down to do it on Purim. All the yeshivas that collect, they should go around on Hanukkah, because that's what the Magen Avraham says. The Magen Avraham says they would, the Aniyim, the Narim Haniyim, the poor ones would go around. So comes the Prima God. The Prima God says like this. The world stands on Shlosh Emudah. Now, if you're going to go back to my Rambam, what did the Rambam say? Somehow they were stealing our money. Okay, so there's something that went on with money over here. They were stealing our money. If the Greeks were stealing our money, we become Aniyim. We become Aniyim. So we needed to help each other out. Also, Hanukkah is the Yontif of Tzedakah then, because that's what went on. They were Pashto Yedem v'Mamayim. Okay, so we have to go ahead and give the poor people money. We're remembering what took place with the Rambam. But then it goes back to my original question, so then Hanukkah and Purim are the same. If anything, Hanukkah is more of a Yontif Tzedakah than Purim. And in Purim, we have Mishloach Manos Matanos Aviyadim. And Hanukkah, we don't. We do give presents, but that's from the guy. Money, we see from over here. So let's see the Prima Gadol. The Prima Gadol actually says this. Shloisha Amudei Olam. You have Tyra, Avoidah, Mils Chasadim. The Greeks wanted to get rid of all of them. Tyra, we know. Avoidah is in the Beis HaMikdash. They destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. They tried to, at least anyway. They breach it. They ruined the Mizbeach. So they're almost all in Tyra. And they also didn't let us do Chesed. What does it mean? With Mils Chasadim, they stopped us from doing Chesed. The Bnei Yisrael does right. If you look at it, if you can see over here, and it's a little smaller print, and the smaller print over here. The Yevanim Gazru. So on the day of Hanukkah, we should be mischazik and limit our Torah. We have to strengthen our tefillah. We have to give mamon, and we have to also help out those poor people, because that is what the Greeks wanted. They wanted to stop us from giving tzedakah to, as we'll speak about next week. So the Prima Gadol says, they did stop, if you see that, they wanted our money. So they're stealing our money. It makes sense. They're stealing our money. We can't do chesed with money because we have no money to give. We can't give tzedakah. So we see that Hanukkah is really not just Torah. It's Torah. It's the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash. They understood that these are the three pillars of that keep Klal Yisrael going. And we have no money to give because they stole our money. Oh, so now we are on Purim. What are we going to do? Hanukkah, what are we going to do? We have to give tzedakah. So that's the first thing. I'll make an appeal. Tzedakah, we should give tzedakah because we have our tefillah. We have to elevate our tefillah. Our Torah, we have to do that too. But we're still back. That other question I'm going to have to get back to. So why don't we have Mishta B'Simcha? Because we're celebrating that we have money now. But let's see there for a Mara D'Kipshat from Chassam Sefer. Look at the days. And the Chassam Sefer says like this. Tiknu Lasei Tzedakah. Rabbi says you should give Tzedakah. Kadei Shei Kanes Ani. When are you supposed to give Tzedakah? Give Tzedakah during the time of when the candles are burning. Why? The Ani will go out of your house. And when he walks out of your house, he's walking between the candles and the mezuzah. So when people should go collecting at night, why don't you get? But kachu yikayim, yikayim the mitzvah havas Hashem b'chol levochem. Yichud Hashem, why? You have Yichud Hashem, which is mezuzah. So you have Hashem. You have nafshecha, which is Hanukkah fire near Hashem nishmas Adam. And you have maidecha. You gave tzedakah to Rani. And if you do all these things, v'inayim Hashem alikenu. What's noyam? What's beautiful to Hashem? Nun is ner. Ayin is ani. And man is mezuzah. So you can remember that. Noyam. Noyam, nun, sner, ayin, ani, ben mezuzah. And that's what the Chassam Sefer says. So the oil, if you can make sure to give tzedakah, maybe even if you don't have the ani standing in between, you don't like, if you're lining by the door. So you have the door, you have the mezuzah, and now you want the ani, yimekayim, bahaftas, hashem lekecha, b'chol levavcha, because that's mezuzah. Chol nafshecha is the fire, nefesh is soul, fire. And Ma'itcha, give tzedakah then at that time. Give tzedakah, put in a pushka then. When you actively light your candles. You're showing, says the Chassam Sefer, so we have a new, I don't want to create a new minig over there, but it's brought down to give tzedakah. So if you want to give tzedakah in between, when you're standing in that makkah, we give tzedakah. The Bnei Yisrael says, Ma'irindik. What is Ner Chanukah? As we're going to see, are Haganas. The light comes down from Shemayim. We'll see Mitzvah Shem over the week. And being that what is our Haganas is the R of the Asida. And if Tziyon B'Mishpat Tipada V'Shaveh Abit Tzedakah, Mashiach is going to come with Tzedakah. What better time than Chanukah Samizbeah, Chanukah Samishkan, or the Beis HaMikdash, then through Tzedakah, give Tzedakah, because now's the time. You turn over the sheet. I'm just going to end off with this question over here. I spent some time on it, not for now. But the rabbis say, great question. The Greeks go into the Beis HaMikdash and they touch all the oil. the time we have no oil. So we have this cover up. We have the miracle oil. Very good. What? So the metamo of oil, but there was oil. It wasn't like, why don't they just spill out the oil? If they're so concerned about our oil, so just spill out, we can't use it. The Greeks were very smart. The Greeks know, they knew a lot of halacha. They study, before they come to destroy us, they study all our laws. And they know that we cannot, they know the halacha is we really could have used the oil. They were not that brilliant. They were smart. They knew that Thomas Hutcher Betzibur. So the metamed oil, just pour the oil out. If for whatever reason they don't want us to have oil, and we spoke about why they don't want oil, they understood the kayak of oil, they understood that oil is, I will just repeat quickly, they knew that oil brings back memory of 70 years. What did I say when I started the Shia? What do the Greeks want to do? Lashkich from Tyre Sefer. They don't want us to remember our Tyre. Oil is very good for memory. They don't want us to have oil. So when you're going to light the oil in the Menorah, or the Menachas, you have oil, and you eat the oil from the carbon mincha. We're learning in the Gemara. You're learning, you eat, you're drinking, you're having the oil. It brings back memory. They don't want us to have a good memory. So what do? They go in and they make sure we don't have any oil. No oil for Menachas, and no oil for the Menorah. Yeah, but Thomas Hutcher Betzibur. And they knew that too. So if they don't want us to use oil, why don't they spill the oil out? Let them spill the oil out. They're just touching the oil. Now it's Thomas Hesed. We have to find one with the Kohen Gadol. LP, our whole theme is going to be over the Yontif. We're going to have a very important answer. And more than that, we're going to see, we say in Al Anisim, Bechatzer's Kachacha, they lit the menorah in the chatzer. How do you light a menorah in the chatzer? The menorah is in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not in the chatzer. So there's a lot of questions that we discussed today. So let's just review what we have so far so we can continue. We discussed already that it's not a Yontif Chanukah, and therefore there's no Shachianu. We have to understand. What do you mean? Why it's not a Yontif? According to what we're saying, it should be a wonderful Yontif. We want a war. Maybe we're not celebrating. Oil doesn't deserve a Yontif in a Chanami because it didn't do anything for us. And we're celebrating the war. Now that we're celebrating the war, Ramesh is saying there's no Shachianu because it's not a Yontif. Why didn't they make it into Yontif? So that we'll have to get back to. We also saw the whole reason of why what happened with history over here is that Hanukkah is to cover up the whole war. So we have oil for 8 days and we celebrate oil for 8 days. And this way there's no hatred towards us. Why 8 days? So we have a lot of reasons why we have 8 days. So we'll see. We'll have to get back to the 8 days. We see also from the Rambam that it wasn't just that they didn't want us to learn Torah. They stole our money. We weren't able to give tzedakah. We weren't able to give tzedakah. Hanukkah, what are we going to do? We're going to give tzedakah. We also see a focus on the children over here. The children were the ones who collected. We're going to have to speak about why the children. Why such a focus on the children? I have a Marid Nikantara for that. All of this will be come together in a beautiful pshat. Now, we've seen the sources, but we'll see why children with the Karen Shar. So much we will see over the week. Amir Tashem, the Friday night. So that one's going to have to come to all my shiurim to hear all of my whole wonderful pshat. It's not me, but we'll see all the Tarish of Al-Peh over the next week. Amir Tashem, Shkarech, all for being here and listening, and we'll answer all these questions.